Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can sign up for all kinds of stuff. You have a weekly email. I mean, we're working on so many new things right now, a new store that works right. Some of you ordered product from us. It was supposed to go out 2 weeks ago. I'm just finding out it didn't go out at all, so you will be getting some refunds on that here shortly. But I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I do appreciate the time. More than anything, I appreciate your patience when this stuff goes sideways and crazy, because it does to everybody on a regular basis. And nowadays, some of these technology companies, they're on a skeleton crew. So trying to get them out to do anything or even respond to anything is like you got to knock on their door. But even then, they'll send you to jail for, you know, not wearing something you're supposed to wear, I'm sure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air. You know, there's other ways to get information. There's other ways to be involved. One of them is, it's really simple, right? If you go up to the website, comment on the stories, read the stories, get information from the stories, it tells you where the shows are going to be on, tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones about the show. And then if you really don't want to do any of that, there's a button there you can click. It's a donation button. Yeah. They have really tied us down on social media, and it's going to get worse. Facebook just banned I can't think of the name of the service, but I'll find it for you before the show's over. But Facebook banned a video service that doesn't have any boundaries on it. I mean, sure, you videoing yourself killing somebody. I mean, you know what I'm saying. There's absolutely no policing of the content. And so they banned that content because they can't be assured that their people, whoever their people are, will be held safe. Their snowflakes will be safe. Well, we said it was going to happen. Now it's actually starting to hit, you know, the regular news. I won't say regular news, just above mainstream news, because a lot of these people don't want to talk about it. Many Americans are getting more money from unemployment than they were getting from their regular job. So why go back to work? I don't even know how long this is in place. There are so many different stories around this. It's so hard to get wrap your mind around it. The United States is not known for its generosity to the unemployed, but the coronavirus crisis has transformed our system from compensating jobless workers as tens of millions of workers suddenly became unemployed. Now, Congress passed that expansive relief package. They're giving $600 a week to you if you're unemployed on top of what the state gives you. Right? The goal of the federal government was to try to replace the wages you were losing so you wouldn't lose your house, your car, or anything else. But as a result, many people may be eligible for substantially more money while unemployed than they made while they were working. You should have to verify what you made, and you should not be getting more money How does that logically work out? You should not be getting more money than you were getting paid. If we decided we wanted to help you make ends meet, and you were making $500 a week, why the heck should the government give you $6? What, a bonus for staying home? New analysis by Peter Gagnon, Pascal Noel, and Joseph Vavara, the economist at the University of Chicago, uses government data from 2019 to estimate that the 68% of unemployed workers who can receive benefits are eligible for payments that are greater than what they brought in or what they're losing. They also found that the estimate median replacement rate, the share of the worker's original weekly salary that's being replaced, is 134%. Let that sink in. 134%. Right? Or more than one-third above their original wage. A substantial minority of those workers, particularly in low-wage professions, well, like food service, janitorial work and such, they're going to receive 150% wage increase, if you would, from their previous paychecks. Right? So it just keeps getting worse. There's no reason, like I said, there's no reason to go back to work if I'm making more money sitting on the couch. Not that you don't want to work. There's plenty to do. But if you're getting ahead on your bills, if you're trying to get ahead on certain things, God, stay with it if it's legal. The top 10 hit or positively affected, if you would. Food services, janitorial, medical assistance, sales and retail, transportation, construction, teachers, nurses, and therapists. And I don't know about the teacher thing. I find that hard to believe because I work in that field and do not believe that teachers will make more on welfare or more on unemployment, I should say, than they would working, unless they were in their first 2 years. But it never stops, right? According to the article, the research underscores one of the central, most politically explosive tensions of our economic crisis. What's the best way to get these people back up and working again? Unless they're employers. Now, here's the deal. For some of you who don't know, that money's going to run out. And it ain't always going to be there. And you're not going to be able to fight to get it back. You're not going to be able to argue about it because you're running out of money. Because it doesn't matter how much money you have deposited in your unemployment insurance. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes with Dr. Bridget. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
running population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in because I enjoy having her on so much. Dr. Bridget Melson, or as I lovingly refer to her as Dr. B, is with us. She's got an MS in counseling and psychology, a PhD in psychology with an emphasis in neuro... Forget, she's got a whole bunch of licenses that are really good for you. I can't pronounce half of them. Anyway, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much. Yes, I've been battling Twitter all day. They're telling me that I'm not licensed and I don't have good degrees and I'm not accredited. And I'm like, okay, so now they're just, you know.
Well, they have to lie. They have to lie.
The left.
If they can't lie, right, if they don't lie, they can't feel good about themselves. Because there's nothing to feel good about. I mean, seriously.
No, we all know why they do it. Yep. Nope, absolutely. I mean, I just post my license numbers online, and then they have to go check it out because there's nothing they can do about it. And they're like, oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crickets after that. So,
I'm sorry, right? Because they can't say sorry.
Sorry. No.
Their tongue would fall in their mouth if they tried to say sorry. You know?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's almost satanic, you know, demonic when they try to say it. You know?
Well, I told you about that one elected official locally who said that he now, if he sees somebody walking on the street without a mask on, he takes his mask off and he sneezes in their direction. That is a blatant act to try to get somebody sick.
Well, to me, that's assault. It's kind of back in the day when HIV was all popular and people were, you know, having sex with people on purpose to get them infected, you know. This is the same thing. You never know if that person has cystic fibrosis, right, or a lung disorder or cancer. Yep.
I'll tell you what, here in California, it used to be illegal not to tell somebody that you had a sexually transmittable disease. Now, you don't have to tell them. You can't be held responsible. It doesn't matter whether it's HIV or anything else. You don't have to say a word. The great state of California.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So happy to be in Texas. You know, I have a Facebook page that Smart Californians Moving to Texas. Oh. And we started out with a few hundred, and we're up to almost 2,000 people right now. So it's a conservative website, you know, group. People are done. A lot of libertarians, too.
Yep. No. So. All right. So, hey, let's. We're talking about suicide and teen depression. Well, depression as a whole. Today's Memorial Day. There's a lot of people. I'm admittedly not one of them, and I'll explain why later. But there are a lot of people today whose tradition it was to go to the gravesite to put out a flag, put out some flowers, kind of hang out with great grandpa, grandma, whatever. Psychologically, this has got to be playing some real head games with them.
You know, it is, and, you know, I've read a few articles, I've seen some videos, and, you know, people are standing 6 feet apart, family members, right, with their masks on, trying to honor, you know, the fallen. But also, several parks are closed. Several people have been told they can't go, and, you know, that's tough. I mean, and what do? You have to still grieve. You have to probably bring out some new traditions, start some new traditions, still get together with family if, you know, you don't have anyone that's more susceptible. But it's a real thing. People are hurting. And I just want to tell everyone that you're very normal in feeling frustrated. You know, people are starting to act out now. I read a few stories of violence against people that people are just done, and so dealing with something like this, you know, a holiday that's so near and dear to our heart, it's a national holiday for us. I understand, and I just want to let you guys know that you are very normal. I had more than the usual amount of people reach out to me, messaging me, you know, on social media. Dr. B, I'm struggling. You know, I'm a vet. I can't see my family. You know, I've lost loved ones. I want to go to the wall. You know, they have all these traditions. And so all I can do is normalize it, have them journal it, have them write letters. So when this does lift, you can go take it. You know, and bring up some of the old pictures and share those online or get on video and share those back and forth social media so they do have a voice. And then we can see their loved ones.
Yeah, I feel bad for these guys because a lot of these guys, this is some of them in nursing homes, you know, and what have you, that it was a time that even people they didn't know came and visited them. You know, and they would wear their medals. They would wear their hat, and they would wear their medals, and, you know, and very proud of the work that they did, and very proud of the sacrifices they made. And you know what? You have to honor those guys. You have to honor those people. I love some of these younger folks who make fun of the old vets, look at them, you know, with their hats on, and, you know, look how old they are, and go, you know what? That guy could have kicked the butt of 10 of you, okay, in his youth. How about a little respect for him? And your freedom to be a jackwagon without being shot in the head by the government is because of that old guy sitting in the chair with that hat and his medals on.
Absolutely.
I need care.
Yeah, they have, yes. You know, they're listening to their stories is the best. That's my favorite part of going to Washington, D.C., is hanging out by the memorials and just, you know, talk to me. What does this mean to you? You know, they're bowed down to it. They're praying by it. They're, you know, weeping. They're, you know, have their hats off. They're saluting. It's, oh, it means the world. I just watched a video that was over the weekend, taken over the weekend, and this guy was actually just filming a storm or something outside. And then he caught, what caught his eye is this older gentleman, probably in his 80s, and he had his hat on, and he was out for his military hat, and he was out for his walk, you know, on Memorial Day. He hadn't been out at all. He ended up talking to him. And I don't know if you've seen this, but he all of a sudden just stopped. In the video, you don't know why he stopped, and he took off his hat, and he, like, bowed down and then put his hand over his chest. And then the guy pans over that was taking the video, and there was an American flag in front of somebody's lawn. And just that, just that respect. And he was just out for a walk, and he just saluted the flag. It was just beautiful. And that generation, that's what we've lost. That's what we're losing in America. And it's kind of the education I do to a lot of teens that I work with.
They have no value. They have nothing. I don't know how to put this. They have not been taught in school, in the education system, not to have value. Nothing really has a value to it, right? I mean, mom and dad have no value. Family structure have no value. Male and female have no value. Those old, you know, white supremacist racist guys that started this country, there's no value in any of this. It's all kind of a selfish value, isn't it, that they're being taught?
Right, and it's based in not having a moral code. Again, you know, I talk about this all the time when I speak. So we need to figure it out, but...
All right, we're going to talk more about that inside the break. And frankly, when you have no value, suicide is not that far away. Joe Basile, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Dr. B. A lot more to talk about on this Memorial Day. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We're calling it Mental Health Mondays. And the reason is, look, no matter where you are on the spectrum, on the mental health spectrum, everybody likes to hear that what they're doing it's either the right thing, or maybe there's minor things you could change in your life so you don't dwell on all the negativity going on around you. I am, I don't know if I'm just cold, or I'd like to believe I'm a little strong, and there is so much around me that doesn't bother me. And sometimes I have to remind myself, not everybody thinks like I do. Not everybody is strong in a lot of areas like I am. And so you have to learn how to maybe help people deal. There might be somebody close to you living in the same house these days, especially here in California, where you might, a few words of encouragement or have a clue as to what they're thinking, and then you can help them become stronger. You can't help them become stronger just by telling them to buck it up and deal with it. Anyhow, I'm not the expert. That's why I bring on the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me every Monday. She's with us, and we're going to discuss, when I say issues of the day right now, it is depression. It is suicide, especially in the teens. I mean, they're coming into a time, Dr. B, where there's no graduations for them, or the graduations for them are just kind of cheesy and really not fulfilling. Then they're trying to figure out, are they going back to school? Are they not? Some of the colleges they apply to, that accept, I mean, their world to a group that's somewhat weak. Try to be nice about this, right? Now they've really been hit with something. How do they, fragile, that's like, I like that word. They're a little fragile, and now they've been hit with something that really has rocked their world, haven't they? How do we deal with this?
I think it's great, honestly. You know, you were saying how we need to be encouraging the people, and I get that, and we can't always tell them to buck up. I'm always telling people, just buck up. But, you know, I've been, you know, on the stage in some form, you know, for the last, I'd say, 12 years, so I've had to get a thick skin. But our poor teens aren't getting it. Even the millennials are not understanding it. And, you know, you before the break, you were talking about values and moral code, and why are they important? I would say values are important because they help you grow and develop. I mean, if you don't have anything that you value, or you don't know what your values are, and we all have them, they could be negative, they could be positive, then we're not going to make the decisions we need to make every day. We're not going to find the right partner. We are not going to make the right choices. So I think you had a great point talking about values, and this can lead to, you know, depression, anxiety, if you do not know what's up and what's down. And with the social media apps and the mainstream media telling us what's up and down, and that can be frightening, right? We don't know what to believe. That, yeah, these kids are definitely, their worlds are a little messed up, I would say, right now. I'm seeing such a spike in suicidal ideation and anxiety.
Wait a minute, I don't know
how it's going to get better. Yeah.
Say that again and then explain it in English. Suicidal what? Anxiety?
Suicidal ideation. That means when you're feeling suicidal. It's just a fancy word that you're feeling suicidal, that you are living that way. So that's, yeah.
Okay, so as a layperson, again, you and I talked about it. You know, I realize that people who have a relationship with God commit suicide. I'm not brain dead here, okay?
There are
people that still feel unworthy, if you would, and that they're never going to be forgiven. I mean, it's a bad place to be. A good friend of mine did years ago, and you just knew he was in that place, and there was no way I was going to get him out. It was going to have to be a miracle to pull him out of that. But when you look at today's young people, they've never really had a God foundation. Even if mom and dad go to church every Sunday, and people going to church every Sunday doesn't give you a God foundation. It gives you a church foundation, maybe, but not a God one. It's the actual relationship that changes everything. But there's nothing real in their lives. You're right. Before the break, I was trying to make the point that in my book, the first chapter, it says absolutes, absolutely not. Because you're not a girl, you're not a boy, you're entitled to pretty much anything you think you ought to be entitled to. Just because you think you can dance doesn't mean you can dance. I mean, these are all things that crush their world because they've been taught that there are no boundaries. There are no, what's the word I'm looking for? Not even foundation. There's no absolutes. I just said it, right? I mean, that's got to be a scary place to be.
Yeah, and there are absolutes. There are our rights and wrongs. And if we don't teach them that, they're just, I mean, this is what parents have to understand. And it doesn't mean you have to be, you know, going to church 3 days a week and praying and saying Our Father. You still need a moral code. You know, I've talked about this before, and I've had the opportunity to run into Gene Simmons a few times at the White House, you know, from KISS.
Yeah.
And I've watched him, I've studied him, I've spoken with him, and he's so interesting because he even has a moral code. It's not mine, but he has one, and he taught his kids to have one. And people are probably listening going, Gene Simmons of KISS has a moral code? Yes. He had a lot of women, right? He ended up finally, after living with her for years, marrying his Playboy bunny sweetheart. But he did not drink. He did not do drugs. He doesn't believe that's okay. He taught his kids not to do that, and they don't, for the most part. And it just blows my mind that, you know, he doesn't cuss and swear. He's very respectful when he speaks to you. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I don't, like, believe in it sexually. You're a moral code, but you have one. And that's just an example of he doesn't worship my God, but he definitely has a moral code.
Put on pause for a second. Didn't he grow up, and I'll have to look this up, I'm not going to put you on the spot. He grew up with a very Jewish mom. He grew up with a very solid Jewish moral compass, moral code. Okay? A mom that believed what she was putting out in front of her son. Right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the goodness of it. Your character all but hardens by age 18, 19. And I need parents to hear this. The character of your children will harden like cement. It's up to us to pour the cement, right, and to make sure that when people write in our children's cement or stomp on our children's cement before it hardens, that we come and say, this is how we handle it. This is how we help you cope. These are the rights. These are the wrongs. Because by the time you're 18, that moral cement, that character cement, if it's making sense, hardens. And then you've got nothing else that you can really do for a child. The main development happens between 0 and 3. That's where we have to hug them. That's where we have to nurture them and just be there for them and not have them in daycare if at all possible. And then from 3 to 18, we really have to put in and throw in to that cement the goodness, the moral code, the value system before it cements. And you're right, Gene Simmons did have that, and he did stray a bit, but he came back to it, and he was able to instill this in his children as well. And if we don't do that, and we're not doing it, it's so frustrating that I talk to parents and they're, you know, well, they have to figure it out. Well, to some point, yes. But most, not just, you don't just drop them off on the freeway, figure it out.
Yep.
I don't understand the mentality. Yes, figure it out in stages, right? Elementary school kids have a certain bucket of things they need to figure out. But we have to be there and heal their wounds and kiss their boo-boos, right? Middle school, we have to begin to challenge them on social issues and social justice and what's going on in the media. But we still have that, you know, we kind of need to persuade, and we still need to teach them right from wrong. And then high school, I think we put up the caution tape, give them their boundaries, and let them have at it, but we don't walk away. And that's the problem.
No.
Parents are walking away, and they're not staying in it. Our high schoolers need us more than anything, and now we've got what? The suicide rate went from third leading cause of death back up to the second, and now it's four times the rate right now during COVID crisis in the last 3 months.
Wow. What are you hearing, though, from these kids that are, you know, suicidal, if you would? Is it their social life has been taken away from them? Is it their life has been, you know, turned upside down and they don't know how to cope? What drives them to even that mindset?
Yeah, it's a mixture of all of that. It's many of my teen clients, and I've read a few studies, their parents have taken the social media devices away. And that's been actually a good thing. But when they take those away and then the parents are still, you know, on theirs, or the parents are still going to work, and that's not leaving them a lot to do because they have not. I'm fine with taking social media devices away, don't get me wrong. But if you have not equipped them on what to do, this is what we have.
You and I, since I've known you, our kids don't have coping skills, and it's our fault, the parents. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I know they hate that word, but whatever. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
What about the fungus? Yeah, maybe not the spores either. Whatever. I don't collect any of that stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, being part of the solution. And you become part of the solution when you become engaged, when you become involved, when you have a clue, and you get knowledge. That's how you make that happen. Our kids are going through a lot of stuff. I don't agree with... Look, I am pretty black and white. If you talk to any one of my four kids, will tell you that, compassion was probably not my long suit, right? Get up, let's go. You need to push through and make things work. And that kind of was my mindset with them. But I'm understanding, as I'm getting a little older, sometimes you got to win somebody over a little bit before you get them to do what you want them to do, before you can help them out. You can't just keep sticking your finger in their face. So I think that's kind of, you know, some of you get crazy with me with some of the comments I make, but get over it. Maybe you need some help, and Dr. Bridget can help you. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, and she's going to do every Monday for Mental Health Mondays. I love calling her Dr. B, but she's got an MS in counseling for psychology and all kinds of other degrees you can find on her site. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it so much.
No problem. Could you imagine if I said that to all my clients? Get over it. Next, that'll be $150.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the one from the sergeant that says, you know what makes me sad? You do, you jackwagon. Why don't we just walk over to Mamby Pamby Land? And that's one of my favorite clips they come back with.
No, and one of my favorite clips, now that you mentioned that, is, do you remember the movie Analyze This or Analyze That?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah, right.
Yes, with Robert De Niro, right? And, Billy Crystal.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, we're just saying, yeah. So Billy Crystal's a therapist, and there's this one scene, oh my gosh, and I hope she's not listening. I'm pretty sure she's not, and I'm not breaking any HIPAA. Okay, so there's this one scene where Billy Crystal is in front of this client who's just every week, and da-da-da, and my pet cat, and I don't know, and my mom, you know, it's just going on and on. And all of a sudden, he stands up, and of course, it's what he wants to do. It turns out it's not what he actually does. He's like, you stupid idiot, get over it, move out of your mom's house, get a job. Get a light, right? He's just laying into her, and I'm cracking up because then it goes back to he's just listening to her. He didn't really say that. And the minute he said that, this patient I was seeing at the time, and this was 20 years ago, popped into my mind. This patient, yeah, I'm like, this is so her. It's like so true. There are just those people. And it's the majority of my patients, no, but there's just one or two. Anyway, so I went to see this patient the next week. And she walked in, and she didn't. She looked kind of uncomfortable. She sat down, and she said, "Dr. B, have you seen that movie, Analyze That?" And I said, "Oh, I think so. Why?" And she said, "I was just when he stood up and started yelling at, I, do you think that of me?" And it was her.
Oh my God!
And I'm like, "Oh no, not at all. Tell me."
Oh, you. But, oh.
Well,
now that you mention it, little Susie, I've got this list of apartments you could probably move in, and they take cats, too, so.
Oh, my goodness. So how to not have your teen end up on my couch? Teach them to cope, all right? Like what we were talking about, you don't give them coping skills, you're creating chaos.
Well, okay. How do you teach a teenager coping skills? What do you do to help them down that road?
Well, you know, in all of the intervention episodes, I don't know if anyone, parents all need to go watch one season of the show Intervention, because if you do not teach them to cope, that is going to be your child in 10 to 20 years. So what the biggest thing that's going on is that parents aren't allowing their kids to experience failure or rejection. No scorekeeping soccer, anyone? Everybody gets a trophy, anybody? This is the culture that you present to create the lack and inability to cope. We are protecting them from discomfort, all discomfort. We can't do that. You've got to stop doing that. I have parents that I've heard of that don't give them household responsibilities because they just want them to focus on school. Well, no, that's not how life works. They don't just get to go to work when they're older and ignore cleaning out the cat box and not doing dishes and not washing the car and not changing the oil. It doesn't make any sense. And where I love that parents have good intentions, God bless the millennials, and they think they're doing this out of love, the truth is you are doing a crippling disservice to your children. You're coddling them, and they will need to figure out how to cope, and these are our addicts. These are our alcoholics that you are creating, and I don't know what else. We've got to let them cut their teeth on these small coping lessons. Let them fall. Let them get disappointed. Let them lose the dang soccer game, the board game, the baseball game. Let them get cut from the cheerleading squad. And when they do, it's okay to hold their hand and tell them it's not the end of the world, but then help them figure out what else to do. Right? Does this make sense? I'm sorry. It's a pet peeve of mine.
No, I'm there with you, and the reason I say it that way is because I was the same way with my kids. It was, you know, if you didn't do your chores, guess what you didn't get? You didn't get your chore money. Now, there were household chores that you had that you just had to do because you were a member of the family. And then there were chores that you said you would do and you were going to get paid for and yada, yada, yada. And if you didn't do them, I didn't pay you for them. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. If you did them half-butt,
well, duh,
I didn't pay you for them. Okay?
No, when my kids come and
Go ahead.
When they come and find us and they want something, can we buy this on Amazon? Can I? And I'm like, sure, I'll jump into your account. Oh, no, I don't have any money, but I will. I will earn it. I go, you will earn it, and then you can buy it. I don't get a paycheck and then see the client.
Oh, but Dr. B, my little Johnny gets so upset when he can't have the same ear pods that everybody else is getting. You know, when he comes to me, what am I supposed to do? I mean, he's so upset he can't even get stuff done. So if he can't get stuff done, then he can't make money to buy them. I mean, how's he supposed to survive?
Yes, you make a big, fat chore list and then let him earn them. I have no problem with letting children earn things. I think that's fantastic. But... And not all chores need to be them earning something. Sometimes it's just you're earning the ability to live and sleep in your bed and have dinner. That should be enough.
Yeah, no,
that's how it was when I grew up.
I could tell stories that most parents would cringe if they heard some of the stories of my kid. But, you know, the biggest, and it's not just me, I know it's other people too, and I hope this gives people encouragement. It's like, there were things that I did, and I don't mean physically to my kids, but there were things that, chores and things that I put in place, and I said, they're going to hate me when I'm older, but you know what, I can't let them get away with this. I cannot let this happen to them. And then on my 50th birthday, they threw me a surprise birthday party. And all those things I thought that would remember as me being like the nastiest guy on the planet, they didn't remember any of them. They remember, my oldest daughter even once said, you know, some of the boundaries you put in place kept me out of trouble. Those kids you wouldn't let me go to the party with, and I hated you at the time, you saved me a lot of aggravation. So they hate you at 16. They're going to love you at 30. You know what I mean? Am I wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, you're not wrong. You're absolutely right. You know, kids need boundaries. They're screaming for them. I've said it a million times. They don't want to be your best friends, or they don't need a best friend. You know, there's a study that was just published in the journal Addictive Behaviors, and it found that if there are adolescents who use avoidance in coping, like we're teaching them, they're more likely to use marijuana, they're more likely to drink, and they're more likely to fight to get their way, and they lack problem-solving skills. But on the flip side, and I love to be positive, we've got kids who learn healthy coping skills, right, yep. And learn that it's okay to say no to them, and that they're not going to get on every baseball team and every part in the play, that the advantages for them in life, incredible, from starting at kindergarten on up. If you teach your kids these coping skills, they are the most successful adults, they have more successful marriages.
When they take little hits at young ages, and you know, I'm talking anywhere from, I don't know, 7 to 17 while they're still home, so they don't do anything extremely stupid, those are great times to allow them to work through it while you're kind of there as a safety net without actually stepping in, correct?
You're right, yes. Absolutely. And they have to learn two types of coping skills. You need to teach them emotion-focused and problem-focused coping skills. Emotion-focused being help them deal with their feelings and let them know that that's normal to feel that when you hit your head on, or excuse me, when you hit your brother on the head with a frying pan and you feel bad. That's good. I'm not going to help you with that. Cry it out. Don't do it again. Tell your brother you're sorry. Teaching kids how to tolerate stress. You know, they will learn how to persevere. They need to tolerate some stress. You know, when they're going into convulsions over it, you can step in. But until then, they need to deal with it. Problem-focused coping skills, help them learn how to take action to change the situation. Don't rescue them, right? They come with a problem. Oh, what's your plan? This person's bullying. Okay, what's your plan? Let's talk about that. Instead of going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to the teacher, and I'm going to go call those parents, and really? You're going to do that when they're 45 and there's an office issue? You're going to go yell at the boss? Yep. For them, they probably would. It's a bad thing.
I'm laughing because I had one mother call me once on behalf of one of my younger male employees. I'm like, lady, he's already done. If you're calling me for him, he's done.
I laugh. I should not laugh as a mental health professional.
No, but the bottom line with this,
I could just
how does that help him? That lets me know he's going to call mommy for every decision he has to make. Look at, tell people where they can find your information, more about you.
You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook at Diagnosing America and TrinityLifeSolutions.com.
great. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. We're going to do some clips of people on the beach that have absolutely no clue as to what today was all about. It will make you throw up in your mouth. Guaranteed. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit.